Good evening, and thank you very much for coming. My name is Linda Kilbert, and on behalf of Regina Bollinger, the director, we welcome you. Glad to see you here on this beautiful spring evening. Tonight, we'll bring you a variety of pieces, and we'll feature special numbers by many talented young musicians. That lovely prelude, Liebestraum, was a German for Dreams of Love, was written by Franz Liszt and performed by Bethany Catlin. We warmed up with two songs. One was Finlandia by Jan Sibelius, and the other you probably recognize as the anthem of the Protestant Church, A Mighty Fortress, written and composed by Martin Luther around 1529. A popular fife and drum melody is the basis for our first selection, Fantasy on an Early American Marching Tune, arranged by Robert Sheldon. Although probably an old Irish tune, The Girl I Left Behind Me became a popular British marching song under the title Brighton Camp. In the years before the American Revolution, it was often played when a British naval vessel set sail or an army unit left for service abroad. The Girl I Left Behind Me was later adopted by the Americans and has become a traditional army song, especially associated with the 7th Infantry. Even today, it is played at the United States Military Academy at West Point as part of a medley for the cadets' final formation for graduation. Next, we are proud to present another talented musician. Andy Haddock will play Sonatina by Italian-born English composer Muzio Clementi.
Thank you.
Thank you, Andy. That was great. I think we've had our concert. We can all go home now. No, just kidding. African American spirituals are songs born of great emotion and meaning, originating in the Deep South. Our next selection is no exception. Deep River is a song of hope and longing, expressing a desire for freedom and peace, both in this life and the next. It has been used in several films, most notably in the 1929 film version of the musical Showboat, sung by Howard Keel. Here is a moving arrangement of Deep River, arranged by James Swearingen.
Thank you.
Next, we feature another young musician, this one from our own ranks. Ethan Rather will perform the clarinet polka arranged by H.R. Kent. Great job, Ethan. Now, changing gears a bit, the band's next selection is a medley of two Western themes arranged by Jay Bocook. First in the medley is a theme from The Cowboys, a 1972 Western starring John Wayne with music by John Williams. Second in the medley is Ghost Riders in the Sky, a Cowboy Legend, a country and cowboy-style song written in 1948 by Stan Jones. The melody is based on the song When Johnny Comes Marching Home and was sung by Gene Autry in the 1949 movie Riders in the Sky, in addition to the many crossover hits on the pop charts. Hold on to your hats as we proudly present Roundup, arranged by Jay Bocook. Thank you. Next, we have Abigail Wallace, another talented young musician from our band, to play Gabriel's Oboe by Ennio Morricone, the main theme for the 1986 film The Mission. Bravo! Very nice. Now we are proud to present our premiere performance of the theme of one of the most iconic film scores of all time. The music from the 1978 movie Superman was written by prolific and legendary composer John Williams. At the initial recording session for the film, the theme made such an impact on the director, Richard Donner, that unable to contain himself, he loudly exclaimed, "Genius! Fantastic!" which unfortunately ruined the first take. Williams has composed some of the most popular and recognizable film scores in cinematic history, including the Star Wars series, Jaws, E.T. the Extraterrestrial, the Indiana Jones movies, Close Encounters of the Third Kind, Schindler's List, and the list goes on and on. Here is the theme from Superman, arranged for band by Bill Holcomb.
Thank you.
Time for another young musician to share his musical talents with us. Please welcome Zach Harris to play Minuet by Australian composer Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart.
Thank you.
Great job, Zach. Thank you. Next, we have selections from the popular musical Mary Poppins. The story comes from the series of 8 children's books by Australian author P.L. Travers, featuring the magical English nanny Mary Poppins. The books were later adapted into a musical by Disney in 1964 and eventually into a stage musical in 2004. The film starred Julie Andrews and Dick Van Dyke, winning Andrews the Academy Award for Best Actress. Our medley includes such songs as Feed the Birds, Chim Chim Cheree, Step in Time, and Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. Sit back and enjoy music from Mary Poppins. We like that one. Can you tell? Imagine with me, the year is 1944. The world was in the throes of World War II, and the rationing of many staples hits Americans hard. FDR was reelected to a fourth term over Republican challenger Thomas Dewey. The St. Louis Cardinals won the World Series. A first-class stamp cost 3 cents, and a gallon of gas was 15 cents. But also that year, a very special song was written by Les Brown and Ben Homer and made famous by singer Doris Day. This is a song that has been recorded by many, including Frank Sinatra and Rosemary Clooney. Sit back and reminisce with us as we proudly play Sentimental Journey.
Thank you.
Our final special guest this evening is Zoe Catlin to play The Spinning Song by Albert Ehrenreich. Very good. Thank you, Zoe. We close our concert this evening with music from one of the most beloved Broadway musicals of all time. The Music Man, written by Meredith Willson, opened at the Majestic Theater in New York City in December 1957 and ran for 1,375 performances. The original cast recording was number one on the Billboard charts for 12 weeks, remaining on the charts for a total of 245 weeks. The recording also won Wilson the very first Grammy Award for Best Original Cast Recording. The Music Man won 8 Tony Awards, with Wilson winning the Best Musical, Author, and Best Composer and Lyricist. The play was made into a popular movie in 1962 with Robert Preston reprising the role as Professor Harold Hill and Shirley Jones starring as Librarian Marion Peru, winning the Academy Award for Best Musical Score. Here are selections from The Music Man. Thank you. Thank you very much for coming tonight, and please join us for our next concert, Thursday, June 11th at 7 p.m. over at the Franklin Library. We'll play more songs like Superman and other superhero themes and tributes to heroes of all different kinds. So thank you again.